At the end of the first reading today, St. Paul tells us that everyone who believes in Christ will be persecuted. He didn't make any exceptions to that. If we truly believe in the Lord, that is, well, he didn't say believe, all who want to live piously in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. In other words, if you want to be holy, you will be persecuted. Period. Well, actually, exclamation point. There isn't any option if you want to grow in holiness. It is going to happen. But at the same time, our Lord tells us that we don't need to be afraid. If nothing happens even to a sparrow without God's knowledge, and he tells us we are worth more than a whole flock of sparrows, he says you don't need to be afraid. God has everything under control. That is, God has your life in control. We don't. As always, the more we try to be in control, the more out of control we become. But God's got everything under control if we will just turn it over to him. It's actually part of the reason he allows the persecutions. He's trying to get us to let go. We've got such a tight grip on everything, and we will not let go. And so until we recognize that we have to be dependent on him, we have to be humble, we are not in control. He's going to allow these things to happen to purify us. And part of that purification is learning the dependence on the Lord. Part of that purification is learning to be humble. Part of that purification is simply allowing God to be God. We're not. He is. And that's what we have to be able to know, to learn. So it's not an easy thing for us. And yet, isn't it interesting that it's precisely in that context that Jesus said, "Everyone who acknowledges me before men, I will acknowledge before my Father in heaven." In the context of the suffering that we're going to have to endure. So in other words, it's not just acknowledging him by word of mouth. It's acknowledging him at the very time when it would be the easiest to deny him. So if we're willing to accept the persecutions for Christ, if we're willing to suffer with Christ, then he will acknowledge us before his heavenly Father. If all we're doing is giving him lip service with our hearts far from him, that's not going to go very far. So how do we actually know if our hearts are with him? If we're willing to suffer with him. It's just really that simple. He knows how much we love him. He knows where our hearts are. We don't. We'd like to convince ourselves that I am 100% with the Lord. And then the tiniest little hangnail comes along and, oh my goodness, you would think it was the end of the world and we can't handle it. What are we going to do when the real persecutions come? So he is allowing these little things to be able to build us up and to strengthen us so we can handle the bigger ones. So the key is wanting to grow in holiness. Because you might hear what St. Paul said and think, well, then I don't want to grow in holiness. It's just enough to believe in Jesus. That's a heresy, and it's been condemned by the church. And in fact, it says, it is not enough to be saved to just believe in Jesus. Just having that fiducial faith in the Lord is not enough to get to heaven. That's an infallible teaching of the church. So we need to do a little bit more than give him lip service. We need to grow in holiness. And if we're going to grow in holiness, we're going to be persecuted. That's the reality. St. Paul understood it 2,000 years ago, and it's what he taught to Timothy, and it's what has been being taught for 2,000 years. So don't decide to not grow in holiness because of it, but rather double down on it and recognize the necessity to grow in holiness, and in so doing, we will be persecuted.